Good morning. Another great Saturday morning. It's Davis Chant, Davis R. Chant Realtors, welcoming you to Real Estate Today. And yes, we're excited. The spring has finally sprung here. We may have a couple more snows, but it's springtime for sure. I just wanted you to know today is an exciting day. We have some very special guests, and my associate broker, Nicole Patrizzo, will be introducing them shortly. But I wanted to just, before they come aboard, I wanted to tell you a little bit about, you know, my overview of the real estate market over, you know, recent weeks. And it appears that the residential market continues to build energy. It's not that prices are going up substantially, and it's not that realtors in the Poconos and over in New Jersey and in New York are selling a lot more houses, but there are more houses being sold. Interest rates are still hanging in down there nice and low. So if you're interested or your family's interested in buying a home, please know that it's opportunity time. Values are excellent, and the prices or the cost of interest is really excellent. Just jumping from residential over to commercial, you know, it's interesting. My partner Pete Helms and I have had the opportunity of being involved in the real estate market here for just over 50 years, and we have observed in the last 36 months a lot more activity in the commercial real estate area. Part of it has to do with something that's going on right in Mount Pocono that our guests are going to talk about, but just throughout northeastern Pennsylvania, Pike, Wayne, Monroe, Carbon, a lot of nice activity commercially, retail, hospitality. So we're in a time frame where things are going in a positive direction. Business interests are appearing that we haven't seen for 8 or 10 years that were actively around this area from 97, 98 through 2006 or 7. People coming back in the area looking for sites to build retail, looking for sites to build hospitality, looking for sites to build medical office buildings or whatever it is. There's a lot of new irons in the fire, a lot of job opportunities out there. So things look positive. And I like to bring that message to you on a Saturday morning. And I certainly hope that you enjoy your weekend. And now I'm going to introduce my partner in crime, Nicole Patrizzo. Nicole, you want to come up and say hello to the folks, and then we'll be off and running.
Good morning, everybody. It's always good to be here on a Saturday morning, and spring's finally sprung, and there's lots of great things going on in the neighborhood. We have a couple of Kalahari's finest, and we're here today with our special guests and friends, Travis Nelson and Natasha Lucky, Todd Nelson's children. They are involved in Kalahari. They're obviously Todd's children, and they're here overseeing construction and the launch of their new resort that's coming to the Poconos. We are excited to have them here and talk a little bit about their family background and how they got started in this awesome business that they've created and what they have going on over here in the Poconos. I know that, you know, they're gearing up for their first initial launch that's, you know, tentatively for June. And then it'll get even bigger after that. So good morning. Thank you guys for coming. We're happy to have you here.
Well, thank you. We're glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
I think if you guys could share a little bit about, you know, your dad's background and his vision and how this whole thing got started. So, the you know, people know where you guys, you know, what you've created, because it's really quite amazing.
Yeah, sure. So we'll go way back. My sister Natasha and I and our three siblings, and our family was born, we grew up in the Wisconsin Dells, which is a small tourist town in the state of Wisconsin. And when we were growing up, it was really a Memorial Day to Labor Day tourist destination. There was a natural river, sandstone rock formations that drew people to the Wisconsin Dells. And literally when we were going to school on Labor Day Tuesday, people were boarding up their windows. The town was basically closing, and you could roll a bowling ball down Main Street. Well, the indoor water park actually was created in Wisconsin Dells, and the very first Great Wolf was actually born in Wisconsin Dells across the street from our first Kalahari. And so we were lucky enough to be in the town where the indoor water park kind of was born. And because of that, the town grew from a summer destination to a year-round destination, and we knew we had to get in that game. And so that's where the Kalahari was kind of brought from, was our family seeing that opportunity.
And how big was your first resort? I believe you guys kind of started with a small open and expanded. And
yeah, so the original resort was called the Rain Tree, and it was kind of jungle-themed. And we were landlocked. We knew we had to really make these things big. And so we decided we had to sell that, and we wanted to create something that could grow over time, which is what you'll see with the Kalahari here in the Poconos. And so when we sold the original Rain Tree in 1997 and then decided we needed to do a new theme, the Great Wolf, the jungle, that theme had kind of been done. So we were going to kind of go out and see what we could find. And lo and behold, we found Africa. And that's kind of a story in itself, how we got to the African theme in the Kalahari and where we are today.
We're going to take a quick break, a word from our sponsors, and we will be back.
Looking to buy the house of your dreams? Wayne Bank has a mortgage just for you, even jumbo mortgages. If you are purchasing an existing home or building a new one, Wayne Bank's local team of professional mortgage lenders know the market and can help you with a loan to move into your dream house. Wayne Bank is a local community bank, so decisions are fast and your closing is too. Stop in Wayne Bank's community offices in Wayne, Pike, Monroe, or Lackawanna counties to find out about rates, terms, and specials. Call Wayne Bank, 800-598-5002 for a great experience in buying your home. Visit waynebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to Wayne Bank's credit policy, certain restrictions apply. Ask for details. NMLS number 462082.
And we're back with Real Estate Today. And again, we're here with Travis and Natasha from Kalahari. We had just started to talk a little bit about the background of the first Kalahari. Would you guys share a little bit of background? Your dad's got some really interesting background as to where he kind of started and where his vision kind of came from. And I think it's important that people hear that, like, we live in the American dream. You can start from one thing and turn it into something amazing.
Yeah, definitely. My dad actually, at age 15, went to Iowa and was licensed as the youngest auctioneer in the nation. He was 15 when he got his auction license. And what he learned from that was he could buy something for $2 and sell it for $5. My dad has had a passion his entire life to succeed. So in our small town, he started with a bar. Then they built a pizza restaurant. Like my brother said before, the water park industry started in the Dells, and he is very wise and positioned himself to become the forerunner in that industry. So we built the Raintree, sold that, like he said, built the Kalahari, and really his entire life he just has wanted to succeed, and he's done that well and brought the family in. We've worked since we were 5 years old. We were handed a bus tub at our pizza restaurant, and we've probably held every position in the industry, and now we both are out here opening our third resort, and we're very excited about that.
How long after you opened your Wisconsin Dells location and when you upgraded to the full Kalahari, after that, did you guys open your location in Sandusky?
So the first Kalahari was opened in May of 2000, and that resort has grown immensely. It expanded about 11 times in 10 years. And then the second resort was opened in Sandusky, Ohio in 2005, May of 2005. And it's been a little bit of a process. We're out here with Davis looking at the site we're currently on in 2003, something like that. So the Poconos has always been a destination we've wanted to get to. And the recession happened after we opened the Sandusky resort. And so being able to acquire property was difficult, but we finally made it to the mecca of all tourist destinations, the Pocono Mountains, and we're excited to finally open number three.
And from what I hear, it's not only going to be your biggest, but the biggest in the country. Is that accurate?
Yep, we will be when we're finished with our phases. We are opening right now with 457 rooms, 100,000 square feet of water park, and 65,000 square foot of convention center. We are starting phase two, actually, Monday. We will open that in February of 17, which will bring us to 900 rooms, 200,000 square foot of water park, and will actually make us the largest in the nation.
And how many restaurants are you projecting to have in this location here?
We have 9 outlets to eat, but 3 full-service restaurants. They range from your buffet, which is your workhorse restaurant, a nice casual restaurant that has that al fresco feel. It's out in the lobby. And then we have a nice sit-down, food-forward, really cool concept called the Brandberg, which is a nicer upscale restaurant.
And I know that you guys have a lot more than just water slides going on in this park. And what kind of, I think, bowling alleys, movie theaters, what all do you have going on in there?
Well, it is a kind of an everything under one roof, like one destination, park your car, you don't have to leave. So, you know, the first phase of the water park is incredible. And when the second phase opens in 17, it's going to be the greatest indoor water park in the entire world. And that is not an exaggeration. Lazy River, a surfing machine. You can literally surf in the middle of the winter indoors in the Poconos. Actually, we make sure we take care of the entire family. So there's a dedicated area for 5 and under, which we've really spent a lot of time theming and talking to moms and making sure that that is the best best for five and under that it possibly can be. And you take care of the next step, the teenagers, and then the kind of the thrill seekers. So the water park is really an immersive experience. But then we have arcades and mini bowling, laser tag. There's an outdoor water park, spa. There's amazing spa coming, which is all of these things are also open to the public. So residents of the area could enjoy the spa. We please encourage you to come check out our spa, our restaurants. The indoor water park is available for outside admission. So there's really something for everyone.
And on top of that, I believe you guys have the highest occupancy rates, right? I mean, it's you guys fill up. It's amazing in advance. Your conventions book very far in advance.
Yeah, we have a pretty interesting model that we kind of created. I try not to brag, but it really, the idea of a water park hotel having a convention center was something that didn't exist in 2003 when we attempted to add a convention center to our Dells Resort. Got turned down by every bank ever that said, you'll never be able to mix business and pleasure. And now you can't open a water park resort without some sort of meeting space. So that mix of being able to have a professional meeting, whether it's corporate or trade shows, weddings, dance groups, things like that. And then also have the water park experience, the resort experience. If you're on a convention, you can actually bring your family, and you'll see the conventions actually have better attendance because people want to come. They want to have fun and make a vacation on it. And then also when children are out of school, we're going to be busy. That's when families are going to come. And when they're not, that's when the convention center will pick that up. So we do run very high occupancies throughout the year, but there is occupancy going to be available. So give us a call or check out our website.
Why don't you kind of give everybody an idea of what the website is right now? And I think you guys have that webcam is awesome that you guys have on there, so everybody can kind of check in and see construction each day as things are progressing. And
yeah, we actually put a webcam up, a time-lapse camera actually, up 2 years ago when we broke ground. And it's pretty interesting. Now, you know, it started as just a couple second video, and now I think it takes a couple of minutes or more to watch the video from groundbreaking to where we are now, 8 stories. It's beautiful. The resort looks great. KalahariResorts.com is the website. You actually go to that one site to hit Wisconsin, Ohio, or Pennsylvania. Click on either one, check us out. There are differences between all of the properties, but they're all pretty similar. We want you to enjoy the same experience at all resorts, but some have a few regional changes.
Toll free 877 Kalahari.
And did I hear something that you guys just got back from a trip to Africa to scope out some interesting things to bring back to the location?
Yeah, we went on a trip that was absolutely the trip of a lifetime times 100. We visited 6 countries in Africa: Rwanda, Zimbabwe, Zambia, South Africa, Mozambique, and Botswana. And it was absolutely incredible. And each country, we really tried to capture the culture, the music, the food, the adventure. And we actually took a film crew with us. So we had a 6-person film crew. And I think there was a total of 20 of us, the whole family, which is 12 of us, and then 8 production guys to actually capture this experience. So we whitewater rafted the Zambezi River. We sat on top of Victoria Falls in what is called Devil's Pool. We went to the coffee plantations in Rwanda. We climbed Table Mountain in South Africa. We shopped at all of these markets where you're literally buying art from the artist. And we would literally say, how much for everything you have? And we purchased 4 container loads, which are 40 feet long, to bring to the Poconos worth of artwork. And it's this unbelievable experience that is just like 10 trips we'll never forget combined into one. And we produce all these 6-minute vignettes that will actually tell the story. And you can experience that in our resort. I believe will be available shortly on the website. And so really to bring the real culture of Africa back to our resorts.
I also think it's important that we all note that not only are you family run, but you come to an area and you hire locally. I know you guys just had a really successful job fair. You're doing a lot of interviews. How many people do you think you're going to be employing at your new location here in the Poconos?
First phase is about 800 employees or so, associates, and we have an aggressive growth plan. And by the time we're all said and done, it'll be well over 1,200 associates full-time at the Poconos, which is amazing. And there's many positions that'll be managerial, and we really believe in growth. And we have so many success stories of people who started as housekeeping or, you know, servers and are now managers or chefs and things like that. So we're excited to be able to hire locally and create growth and economic boom in the Poconos.
And we're happy to have you here. On that note, we're going to take another quick break, and we will be back in a few minutes.
deadly home buying mistake number one, settling for any home inspector. Buying a home is probably the most expensive purchase you'll ever make. Certified inspectors perform the best inspections. Do yourself a favor and hire an experienced and knowledgeable home inspector. And that's exactly what Pat Russell at All-in-One Home Inspections is.
I strongly encourage all my clients to accompany me during the inspection and to ask questions. I'll go over the good and the not so good things about the house and explain what routine maintenance is needed to keep the house in top condition. You'll get a comprehensive, easy to understand report where everything is identified and will be included so you can make your decision with confidence. If you honor us by permitting me to inspect your new home, I guarantee that I'll give you my very best effort.
An A+ Better Business Bureau rated certified inspector. Call All-in-One Home Inspections for an inspection you can put your faith in. Visit allinonehomeinspections.net. allinonehomeinspections.net.
Hi, this is Dave Chant, and Nicole and I are back with our friends from Kalahari to have Travis and Tasha here. Is really exciting. Personally, I've gotten to know their family over the last 10 years, and as well my partner Pete Helms. Pete and I both enjoyed very much working with them, and I think one of the things that we're particularly excited about, and I was talking to Travis and Tasha about it this morning, is the fact that there'll be, how many guests when you're completely built out and full, how many would you might have there at a particular day?
Well, we have 900 and a few rooms all full. When you count guests that are staying and leaving plus guests that are coming, and we'll have about 5,000 people in our resort at any given time.
That's terrific. To me, the exciting thing is that of those 5,000 people that are there on any given day, there are a lot of them that might say, hey, where can I go water skiing? Or, the restaurants are here. I love them, but we've been here 2 days and now we're thinking about going to do some sightseeing in the area, maybe look at some artwork or antiques. And there'll be information I'm sure shared with them about the area.
Oh yeah, we have full-time concierge that will certainly have all the information of attractions, restaurants, etc. And we encourage our guests, and that's the reason they come to the Poconos. They want to be outdoors. They want to experience the natural beauty. They want to be on the lake. They want to hike. And they have certain amount of time to spend, and they're willing to get in their car and travel around and find these places. It's an important part of our recipe is that the area also supports tourism and family entertainment and fun and things like that.
I think the combination is going to be terrific, Travis. Just what you were saying is that, you know, somebody could who maybe has never been to the Poconos before, somebody from Connecticut or Maryland or whatever, would come and stay with you folks maybe once or twice, and then the next time they're thinking about coming, they could say, you know, when we were out riding that time, we saw a little bed and breakfast or a little country inn, or we saw a cute motel over near Lake Wallenpaupack or up near Milford when they were riding around. So all of a sudden, we have a new prospect. They may come and visit you one or two times a year, but they'll come and check something else out, or maybe they see Lake Wallenpaupack and they want to go water skiing there or whatever, or they may see the Delaware River down near Stroudsburg and decide they want to go canoeing or rafting on the river. So in my mind, and I know Pete and I share this, Pete Helms and I share this, that you're going to bring a lot of opportunities to a lot of us, whether it's Nicole and I trying to find somebody that wants to buy a house, or whether it's somebody that comes in the area and stays with you a couple times and maybe in between staying with you, maybe they stay somewhere else. So I think it's going to be very, very rewarding, and we're so happy that you're here.
Yeah, well, and we like to say that high tide floats all boats, and there's kind of a renaissance of water park and tourism coming back to the Poconos, and we're really excited to be a part of that. And not only do guests stay with us and experience other things, but guests will either, whether we have overflow, we're sold out and guests need to stay other way, and they can come enjoy our water park, or we'll actually sell water park passes to other businesses and allow them to offer them to their guests. And so anyone pulling their car into the Poconos is great for everyone in the area. And so we're really excited to be a part of kind of this new renaissance of the Pocono area, mountain region. And it's, you know, it has such great history and name recognition in the cities and things like that. And so anything we can do to help, we're really excited. That's just a wonderful offshoot of what we do.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting. And maybe I know as things move forward, you'll be sharing the information probably in printed media and on your website and whatnot. But I think it's really great. For example, somebody owns a lakefront house at Lake Wallenpaupack, or somebody owns a home down on the Delaware River, or owns a house in Milford, and their grandkids are here for the weekend and they want to take their grandkids. There will be an opportunity, I'm sure limited, that somebody can come and visit and use your water park for the day. And There'll be instructions on how to do that?
Yeah, our water parks are built big, and so there is excess capacity that we do offer to outside guests. You can purchase online ahead of time. That's the best way to do it. So if you visit KalahariResorts.com, you can purchase your passes and guarantee a spot. Otherwise, you can show up, but we don't always have tickets available day of. So you want to book ahead of time. But absolutely, our restaurants are phenomenal and open to the public. Our spa, as we mentioned before, is beautiful, and we certainly want you to enjoy that. The water park, many amenities to come, some outdoor amenities as well that we're excited. And please come give us a try.
I think it's really terrific. And it's been, so wonderful to have you folks here. Natasha, is there anything else you'd like to share with us about what's going to be happening? And it's exciting, and it's going to continue to be exciting, I'm sure.
Well, I'm just really excited for you to come and check out our lobby and our authenticity. I think we didn't touch on that much, but this trip that we did in Africa, that we took in Africa, was just amazing. And like you said, we got 4 40-foot containers. And on my drive over this morning, we actually got a call from the port in New York that our containers have arrived. So within 2 weeks, we get to open our treasures and outfit our resorts. And I'm just excited for you to come and learn and look at our sculptures and check out our walls. And it's really an education, I think, for kids to come and school groups and families to come and learn and not just play and have a blast, which is what we want you to do, but you can learn and it's all authentic. And I hope they just come and are just floored and blown away by the look.
Well, again, thank you so much. The experience, I visited your two resorts, and it's unbelievable to see all the things that you have from Kalahari there. So thanks for being here today. We look forward to seeing you on the ribbon cutting day. And Nicole, thanks so much for helping me carry the load, and have a great Saturday, everybody.
We all know that real estate transactions can take forever. When you find that home of your dreams, don't you want to move in as quickly as possible? That's why you should choose Roaring Brook Abstract and the law offices of Golasso, Kimmler, and Miura PC. Roaring Brook Abstract is owned and run by Chris Kimmler, an attorney and title agent who limits his law practice, which means easy customer access. Many real estate deals only require a title search, examination, and a title insurance policy. So Roaring Brook Abstract Company is who you need. Other deals require legal advice and representation. That's where the attorney services come in from Golasso, Kimmler, and Muir PC, of which Chris Kimmler is a practicing attorney. Chris and his staff of professionals are available to answer your questions and get your deal closed fast. When you need to move quickly, tell your lender or realtor you want Roaring Brook Abstract. And if any legal issues arise, you have an attorney on hand that already knows the issue. Visit RoaringBrookAbstract.com. RoaringBrookAbstract.com.